Well, I'm thankful today for less hair. Beloved in Christ, why is I'm thankful for family the thing you remember most about that Thanksgiving Day video? Well, partially because the guy or gal who did the editing for it spliced and repeated all the I'm thankful for family clips in rapid succession at the very end, over 30 of them. But there truly were a lot of folks thankful for family, weren't there? That was the number one thankfulness entry, if you will. But now, why do you think that is? Surely it's because we hold family members close to our hearts, and it's reciprocal. Our family members hold us close to their hearts, too, more than other folks do. Family holds us close to their hearts when they protect us, when they give us courage and strength by encouraging us, when they stand by us in difficult situations, and so on. It is family, more often than not, that does this for us, our individual families, but also our church family. They hold us close to their hearts. We hold our family members, our fellow church members, we all hold each other close to our hearts, and because we do, we're thankful for each other. Of course, for followers of Jesus, in doing this, holding each other close to our hearts, we are simply taking our cue from the greatest of all of our family members, God. For wondrously, God himself holds us close to his heart. How great is that? Listen to Isaiah 40, verse 11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those who have young. Did you see and hear that? I know you did. He carries us close to his heart. Incredible, but what does that actually mean? We're going to look at three ways that God holds us close to his heart today, and to help us see what those three ways are, we're going to use a bird. One particular bird, the turkey, is hands down the quintessential bird we talk about and think about on Thanksgiving Day. We talk about turkey the most. Which reminds me, what did the turkey say to the turkey hunter the day before Thanksgiving? Give up? Quack, quack. Wonderful first grade joke, isn't it? Well, today it's not going to be turkey or duck or even chicken. We're not sampling turducken today. It's not going to be any of those that we use to help us see how God holds us close to his heart. Today we're going to look up and think about the regal eagle. The eagle. The eagle is a bird that is often written about in God's word. Fact is, it's mentioned 29 times in the Bible. How about that? 29 times. And the way it is portrayed in God's word in a number of those 29 places is going to teach us three different ways that God holds us close to his heart. First, in Exodus 19, verse 4, Moses is on Mount Sinai talking with God. God has already rescued his people from the slavery of Egypt, and now God is recapping for Moses. He tells him, "You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." Then later on, years later, get a load of this. Moses composes a song, and it includes a verse about that very same thing, Deuteronomy 32:11. The Lord is like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, spreads its wings to catch them, and carries them aloft. And so we ask, how did God hold his people close to his heart? He saved them. He rescued Israel from slavery, saving them. He swooped down and rescued his people from the evil in Egypt, carrying them, spreading his outstretched wings to catch them and carry them. Can you picture it? Of course you can. An eagle nudging his eaglets out of the giant nest. And what happens? They flap, 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 but they fail. Fail, fail, and fall, fall, fall. But not to worry. There is the mighty eagle swooping under them, and they fall and cling to his powerful outstretched wings. He catches them, he carries them, he saves them. Saved them right out of the slavery of Egypt through the Red Sea and into the freedom of living with the Lord God. Beloved, the same can be said for us. The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, saves us. Like an eagle, he swooped down and carried his people, carried the sins of his people with him to the cross. And with his outstretched wings, his outstretched arms, nailed to that cross, he saved us there. The Lord Jesus held us so close to his heart. He united us so closely to himself that we can say that we were crucified with him on that cross. In the same way the eagle carried those helpless eaglets on his outstretched wings, Jesus carried us on his outstretched arms on the cross while he did the work, while he justified us, while he bought our forgiveness, while he paid the price for our sins, while he endured the punishment for those sins, while he did it all, we were safely tucked close to his heart. The Son of God, Jesus, saved us. That eagle reminds us we are saved by the Son of God. Second, in Psalm 91, we hear in this beautiful psalm, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And then the psalmist brings in the bird imagery. And while the eagle is not mentioned specifically, the eagle is definitely the bird that comes in mind to me, for example. This bird, this eagle, the psalmist tells us, verse 4, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. What wonderful avian imagery there. For you see, this psalm for believers, for followers of God, for anyone who dwells in the Most High God's shelter. In other words, for anyone the Lord God has already saved. Once God saves us, he does not leave us alone. He knows we need refuge, and he knows we often need refuge. As we go through our lives, our whole lives through, as we face trials, as we face temptations, as we face difficult news, as we face cancer, as we face relationship disaster, as we face the death of ones we love, as we face family drama at the dinner table in an hour or two, as we face congestive heart failure, as we face a world in turmoil, as we face the threat of nuclear weapons being threatened, as we face the long recuperation after an accident on 28th Street, as we face hospice, as we face living with a disability, as we face pancreatitis, and all the complications that followed in the ICU, as we face the loss of an unborn child, as we face an inability to get pregnant, as we face bullying at school, as we face a spouse who once more will tear us down instead of holding to their vow to build us up, as we face betrayal, as we face substance abuse, as we face dementia, as we face depression, as we face getting turned down once more for the promotion, as we face our own self-loathing, as we face our own lack of self-esteem. For followers of Jesus Christ, the Most High God, God our Father, will shield us. Tucked close to his heart, he will be our refuge, our shelter, our protection, our safe harbor, our fortification, our defense, our nest in the heavens. God, the Most High God, our Father in heaven, shields us because he holds us close to his heart. The eagle, the eagle's wings reminds us we are shielded by our Father in heaven. Third, in Psalm 103, verse 5, we hear familiar words that speak of the benefits of being a follower of Jesus. Those benefits, what do they include? He satisfies us. He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. God, through his Holy Spirit, renews us to youthfulness. And yes, someone of any age can say that. You truly are 85 years young. We jokingly say things like that, but it's true. Because you have an eternity with God and his saints to look forward to. When you know Jesus is your Savior, the Holy Spirit tells you, guess what? At 85 years old even, you're only in the first paragraph of the introduction of the book that goes on forever. No matter how old you feel, no matter how many achy joints you have, no matter how much dementia has fouled up your mind, no matter what, your heart, your spirit, your spiritual life has just begun. Your youth has been renewed, for the Holy Spirit has given you the youth of eagles. Isaiah 40, we go back there for one more verse, verse 31. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You hope in the Lord? The Holy Spirit is living in you. And he is like an eagle, helping you walk, run, and finally soar, renewing us. He makes us youthful, energetic in our faith, tireless in our devotion, indefatigable in our Christian walk. Have you seen an eagle soaring overhead? That's you, follower of Jesus. That's you soaring like that. For the Holy Spirit strengthens you as you trust in him. He holds you close to his heart and strengthens you. Strengthens you for what? For living like Jesus lived, for becoming more and more holy, more and more sanctified, we say, for obeying like Jesus obeyed. When Moses was on Mount Sinai, being told that the Lord God, like an eagle, lifted his people out of Egypt, saving them, what else did the Lord God do? Mount Sinai, he gave Moses the law so that Israel could live the way God wanted them to live, be renewed to live God's way, follow God's commands. Well, friends, we have the Holy Spirit in us who is like that eagle who renews us to soar on wings following God's way, obeying God's commands, becoming more and more like Jesus. He strengthens us to follow God's commands, to be renewed, to be like Jesus. He strengthens us for his sanctifying work that way. And church family, that happens when our bones are young and strong and our energy is off the charts as children. And it continues all the way to when our bones are brittle and weak and our energy is flagging. Still, no matter what our age, we are being renewed, strengthened, so we may soar with Jesus. The Holy Spirit is doing that with you because he holds you close to his heart. Beloved, on this Thanksgiving Day, on this Turkey Day, as some call it, let instead the eagle show you the way. Show you how God holds you close to his heart. For God himself is family. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're family. They're your family. They're my family. And you and I are carried close to God's heart. You, dear friends, you, beloved church, you are carried close to God's heart. I am thankful today for my family, for my family, for family, for family, 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 family. God my Father, Christ his Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm thankful for my family this Thanksgiving Day. Aren't you? Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for family. The family of God, our brothers and sisters in Christ, of course. Thank you for the family of the Holy Trinity, for you, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the triune God. We're thankful that you have invited us into your family. We praise you for that. We thank you for that. Go with us. Strengthen us for the tasks ahead so that we may continue to soar with your Holy Spirit. In his name we pray. Amen.